It's amazing to see so many visitors this morning. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to see. I know that we've probably got a few people here that came down for the wedding, and what a joy that was for many of you that got to go and attend and see that take place with Jonathan and Angie. And we look forward to great things from them, that they have a wonderful, beautiful life together and grow as a family. And I also noticed that there's visitors here that are coming from just to be here at Lake Norman, others coming that have just moved to the area. And we are thankful that you're here. We're thankful that you came to be here with us as we strive to worship God in spirit and in truth. And we try to glorify Him when we gather together. We've been going through a series in the Gospel account of John called Who is Jesus? And it's not necessarily me just giving the answers. It's Jesus giving the answers. He's the one saying, I am. And we've looked at a number of his I am statements. And in John chapter 14, what was just read for us in verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. When I think about the way, we have so many different paths before us in life, don't we? I think about growing up as a child where we have our parents and we have our teachers and we have all these different influences in our lives. We've got the preacher. We've got other people talking to us, telling us what we should do, where we should go, how we should do it, what path to take. And I remember as a child just thinking, how am I ever going to make this choice, right? By the time you get into high school, you're almost required to know exactly where you're going, what college you're going to, what field you're going to study in. That is the path you must take. And if you don't know, you're going to get stuck spending a lot of money, taking a lot of courses after you change your mind to do something else, right? Some of you have experienced that, where you've gone to college and you've decided halfway through, I don't think I want to do that anymore. And you change direction and you do something else, and you got to pay for more classes and do more studying and more things in a different field. We have to make choices in our life and decide which paths we're going to take, which path we should go down. Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, gave two ways. There's the narrow path, and there's the wide one, right? When you boil it all down to the grand scheme of things, there really is only two paths to take. The narrow way or the wide way. That's it. But Jesus tells us here, he says, I am the way. Follow me. Isn't it wonderful to know that he has already blazed the trail for us? To know that if we follow him, we're going in the right direction no matter what, right? I mean, that's so beautiful to know. But in the Gospel account of John, we see that there are people struggling with understanding which way to go. Actually understanding that Jesus is the way. Go back to John chapter 7. John chapter 7, verses 33-35. The Pharisees and the Sanhedrin court and these people are coming to Jesus and they're wanting to seize him in verse 32. Starting in verse 33, it says, Therefore Jesus said, For a little while longer I am with you. Then I go to him who sent me. You will seek me and will not find me, and where I am you cannot come. The Jews then said to one another, Where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? He is not intending to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks, is he? See, the Jews don't understand where Jesus is going. Jesus has been talking about it time and time again in the Gospel account of John. He's going to go back to the Father. That's where he has been intending to go the entire time. There's other things that take place along the way, but the path was always to go back to the Father. And when we think about the way we should go, what we really need to know is, okay, where's the end, right? Where am I supposed to end up? And that's what Jesus told us in John chapter 14. We're going to the Father's house. We're going to be with the Father. That's where we want to end up. That's where we want to go. And if that's where we want to be, then who do we need to follow? We need to follow Jesus. He is the way, the path to the Father. Look at some other ones here in John chapter 8 and verse 14. Jesus answered and said to them, "Even if I testify about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going." And so these Jews are struggling to understand, what is Jesus saying? Where is he going? Skip down to verse 21 of John chapter 8. Then he said again to them, "I go away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin. And where I am going, you cannot come." Verse 22, so the Jews were saying, "Surely he will not kill himself, will he? Since he says, where I am going, you cannot come." Still struggling to understand exactly what Jesus is talking about. They're in the process of trying to seize him, trying to catch him, trying to stone him. They're tired of him teaching all these things that's taking their followers away from them. He's upsetting the cart, the apple cart, right? He's upsetting everything. We just want to be Jews. We just want to be Pharisees. We just want to have our Sanhedrin court. We want to be in rule and authority. And Jesus, you're messing things up for us. And now you're saying you're going somewhere? Where is he going to go that we can't find him? Is he going to kill himself? What is happening here? What is Jesus doing? Then go back to where we started in John chapter 14. Jesus has been saying, "I'm going. And where I go, you cannot follow." In verse 2 of John chapter 14, he says, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you." And so we find out that he's going to his Father's house to prepare a place for his disciples. Skip down to verse 12. "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father." Jesus finally tells his disciples where it is he's going. He's going to be with his Father. But he's also going to prepare a place for them. If you notice in John chapter 7 and in John chapter 8, Jesus is talking to Jews who don't know where he's going, can't know where he's going. But why is that? What's the difference between them and the disciples here in John chapter 14? The difference is the disciples believe in Jesus. The Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, the scribes, the Sadducees, all those people that are fighting against Jesus, they can't follow because they're unwilling to believe. They're unwilling to confess and to know that he is the Son of God. They've seen the miracles, they've seen all the splendor, they've seen all those wonderful things occur, but they are hardening their hearts to not believe in Jesus. The only way to know the way is to know Jesus, is to believe in him. If you go back to verse 1 of John chapter 14, he tells his disciples, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." You see, that's the answer to know the way. You have to believe in Jesus. You have to follow him wholeheartedly. In verse 4, he tells them, "And you know the way where I am going." Now, Thomas struggles with that. He's like, "Wait a second, Jesus. Hold on just a minute." Thomas in verse 5 says, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?" And that's where verse 6 comes into play. Verse 6 is a verse that we quote all the time. But it's the answer that Jesus is giving. He says, "Just follow me. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life." If you want to know the way to the Father's house, then you need to follow after Jesus. Now he also says and talks about the truth and the life. If you go back to John chapter 8, he spoke a little bit more about the truth. In John chapter 8, if you skip down to verse 31. And we love this passage because he tells us that the truth will set us free. Starting in verse 31, so Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son does remain forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Do you want to be free from your sins? I think all of us would say yes, right? That's what I want. That's what I desire. These sins are holding me down. Jesus says, I am the truth. I am the one that can set you free from your sins. We talked earlier in this series about the Good Shepherd. And as we were talking about the Good Shepherd, Jesus saying that he is the shepherd, he said in that passage that he was willing to lay down his life for his sheep. That's what he's done for you. That's what he's done for me. He laid his life down so that anyone and everyone who desires to have the forgiveness of their sins, who wants to be with the Father in his house in heaven, you have the way to get there, and that's through Jesus. And he is the truth, and he sets you free from your sins. He also says in this passage that he is the life. We talked a lot about that in John chapter 10. Jesus is the life. We also talked about it last week in John chapter 11, that he is the resurrection and the life, right? In John chapter 10, verse 10, he says, I came so that they may have an abundant life. That's what we want as Christians, is we want to have an abundant life. Amen. What we have here as Christians right now, do we have an abundant life? Do we? Yeah, we do. We have an abundant life here. If we're living and following Christ, we have an abundant life. Does that mean that the abundant life says that I have all riches? That I have all the honor of men? That I have all the things that my heart desires in this world? No, that's not what that means. I have an abundant life because I'm living the life my Creator wanted me to live. He wanted me to have a relationship with Him. He wants you to have that abundant life, and the only way you can have it is through a relationship with Him. And the only way we can have a relationship with God, what did Jesus say in John chapter 14? It's through Him. No one comes to the Father but through me, is what Jesus said. If you want to know God, then you have to know Jesus. If you go back to John chapter 14, Thomas wasn't done asking questions. It was another disciple. Philip in verse 8, chapter 14. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Still not quite getting it, right? Sometimes we're so hard on the Jews that didn't want to believe in Jesus, that didn't want to follow after him. Look at his own disciples who are struggling with understanding what Jesus is saying, right? They believe in him, they trust in him, but even they struggle to really understand what he's saying. Notice what Jesus says starting in verse 9. Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Jesus says, have you not been paying attention? Have you not been watching? Have you not been seeing? I have shown you the Father. I've shown you because I'm living right here in front of you. Everything I've done, all the words I've spoken, everything has been showing you the Father. We want to get to the Father's house, don't we? In the King James Version, I believe it mentions, in my Father's house are many mansions. And sometimes that word mansions brings about a picture of what we would picture as mansions, right? And we start to sing songs like, I want a mansion, a robe, and a crown. And we picture ourselves having our own mansion in heaven. I think we miss the point when we focus on the word mansions. If you really focus in on what Jesus is saying in verse 2, he says, in my Father's house, my version says dwelling places. The word that's used means spacious rooms. And Jesus is going to prepare those rooms for us. So it's not us receiving our own fancy mansion down the road over here. It's us living in our Father's house. There's a comfort there that we need to understand. I get to live with Him. I get to be in His home, in His house. I'm not living on my own anymore. I'm living with my Creator, my Father, my God. And I'm with Him for all eternity. And Jesus says, that's where I'm going. Just follow me. Believe in me. Believe that I've shown you who the Father is. Know that I am the way, that I am the truth, that I am the life. If you don't believe in me, you're not going to find the way. You're not going to have the truth, and you're not going to have life. There's lots of different paths people try to show us in life. Jesus told us there's only two that should really concern us. The one that leads to heaven, the one that leads to the Father, or the one that leads to condemnation, the one that leads to hell. You have to choose which path you're going to take. Are you going to choose the path that Jesus blazed for us? He's shown it to us. He says, just follow me. Or will you forsake that path and follow after Satan and his angels? And instead of having life everlasting, having burning fire, the gnashing of teeth for all eternity. Jesus has given us the answer. And the answer is Him. He is it. This morning, if you want to respond to His invitation to come and follow Him, you want to receive the forgiveness of your sins by being immersed in water, the invitation is for you. If you're here this morning struggling on your path, on following Jesus, on going and following after Him with all of your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, if you're struggling with that and you need help, you need the prayers of your brothers and sisters, we're here. I need help all the time. I struggle. My wife could certainly tell you that. But that doesn't mean I'm going to give up. And you shouldn't either. Stay true to Jesus. Follow after Him. If you have any need, please come forward while we stand and while we sing. What can